Deborah is a food writer, but things aren't going so well for her career. So when her mother's health starts to decline, she heads back to their hometown in Ohio's Rust Belt to take care of her. When it's time for the funeral, Deborah's sister Jennifer shows up. Jennifer's career has been going a lot better than Deborah's, and as they do, old grievances bubble up. Then the sisters discover a secret about their mother's most treasured Passover recipe. And that changes everything they thought they knew about their family. That is just part of what unfolds in Bess Weldon's new play, Madeleines. It won the 2022 National Jewish Plays Contest Award, and the Jewish Theater of Bloomington is putting it on May 4th through the 13th.
We have the three characters, the two sisters and the mother, but then the mother becomes a ghost.
I invited the director, Francesco Sobre, in to tell me more.
Then there is a mirror that has a sort of part in the play, and the recipe box is also a central to the play. To say that it's a mother-daughter-sister drama really does not do it justice, although there is a mother and daughters and sisters and there's some drama. And by drama, I mean tension. But it's also really a much deeper play, and that's what drew me to it. It's a play about the secrets that we carry in our lives and how they affect us, whether we're aware of it or not, or more importantly, how it can affect our children, what grief can do to shift one person's perspective. It's also about sort of coming to terms with your own sort of inability to be, or your shortcomings. I'm always defending the mother in any play, just because I always feel that mothers are much maligned, and when they really are genuinely just trying to do the best that they can with what they have. Typically, I mean, I know there are exceptions, but I would say, and I had said that at the very beginning of the rehearsal process, I said, I'm going to defend Rose to the very last moment. There's a line in the play that I love. One of the characters is referring to something that a rabbi said at a service that they had gone to, and said that the rabbi said, we should always think of our parents in the best light possible. And I thought, yeah, we should.
Now, from what I could tell, I know the character Jennifer has children.
Just one daughter.
One daughter, okay. And Deborah does not have children?
No.
Do you think that kind of plays out in terms of their relationship to their mother?
Not really. Deborah's definitely the outcast as far as the mother is concerned. Deborah is definitely the one who's like, oh, geez, you just can't get it together, can you? And it doesn't help Deborah that Jennifer always seems to be getting it right. And you can even see that there had to have been a point in their childhood where Deborah just said, I give up. You know, like, it doesn't matter what I do. It's going to be wrong, so I'm just going to go. Whereas Jennifer went on to have the success that she thought her mother wanted of her, but is miserable. There's something to be said for going out there and living the life that we perceive our parents want us to have when it's not yours. It's interesting to me, you know, how my mother was raised, how that would affect how I was raised, and of course how that affected how my children are raised. And that's the same with Rose. I mean, she did not have a mother. She had a very loving father, but she didn't have that warmth that we associate with mothers. And so how was she to know how to give that to her girls?
What do you hope people take away from this show?
I think maybe a little compassion for themselves. If a part of why I made the decisions I made as a mother to my children is because of some things that were totally out of my control, all I can do is say, wow, well, you did the best you could with what you were given. And yeah, there's a whole lot of messes back there, but they're back there. All you can do is move forward.
Francesco Sobre directed Madeleines for the Jewish Theater of Bloomington. The play runs May 4th through the 13th at the Waldron's Rose Fire Bay in downtown Bloomington. Go to jewishtheaterbloomington.com for more information. Francesca Sobre, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.